Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, your weekly guide through matters crucial to families and the preservation of traditional values in the Commonwealth and beyond. Archives of this and past shows are available at afaofpa.org. Now your host, a dedicated advocate for family values and the director of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania, Diane Gramley.
Government, specifically schools, are interfering with parents' rights to raise their children as they see fit. We see this in the obscene books in school libraries, the sexually explicit lessons during class time. If a parent objects, they are labeled haters and bigots. What can those concerned about parental rights do? Well, over in New Jersey, action is being taken and the arrows are flying. But much can be learned from the effort. My guest today is Greg Quinlan. He's the founder and president of the Center for Garden State Families. Thanks, Greg, for being with us.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So looking at New Jersey as a whole, how are parental rights faring?
Actually doing better.
Good.
Comparatively. You know, we have to remember where we are and what we're doing. But what is good is, one, parents are waking up. We are getting conservative school board members elected, and we have the majority and quite a few more now than we did have. Parents are demanding that certain policies be revoked. One that we have is called 5756. It's a ban that actually requires keeping secrets from parents. It's unbelievable stuff that just keeps going on. It just really, really does. So, for example, if I can, just read this to you real quick. A school district shall accept a student's asserted gender identity. Parental consent is not required. Further, a student need not meet any threshold diagnosis or treatment requirements to have his or her gender identity recognized and respected by district, school, or school personnel. Nor is there a legal or court-ordered name change required. There is no affirmative duty of any school district personnel to notify a student's parent or guardian of the student's gender identity or expression. And then it goes on to say, staff should continue to refer to the student in accordance with the student's chosen name and pronoun at school. This was put into place, by the way, under the Christie administration.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Republican Chris Christie administration.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my goodness.
That is exactly correct.
I thought it was a recent law that they'd passed.
No. And
wow.
Here's the thing. Many parents didn't know this was happening until their kids were being transitioned.
Uh-huh.
We have a lawsuit in New Jersey in Delaware School District and another one down in South Jersey. So we have two where this has taken place. But because of the sensitivity of it, I don't feel comfortable explaining to you how far one of those transition things went.
But just the fact that schools think that they can do this, that they can, quote-unquote, transition a student without parents' knowledge, without any kind of an official diagnosis. I mean,
correct.
Again, the world has gone crazy, especially when it comes to this transgender issue. And you've just given, examples right there.
Yes. So this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah.
The policy is called 5756, and we have got it. But in a lawsuit where former attorney general was suing school districts who tried to amend the policy, saying that they weren't allowed to do that, then comes out and it's exposed in court that this isn't a required policy. But
school districts
and school boards are led to believe that it's a mandate. And then we find out, no, it's not. It's not a mandate at all.
So obviously that didn't make the evening news, with that court decision saying it was not a mandate. Because
right. That's correct. And actually, it just came out in court from the attorney general's office itself. The assistant attorney general in the court proceedings answered the question that said, no, it is not. The judge asked the question.
Okay.
And that was the answer to the judge.
Is the AG
a
Democrat?
Of course.
Wow.
New Jersey.
Well, I know it's New Jersey, but here in PA, we have a Democrat governor and a Republican AG. So that's what I was asking. But I guess,
in New Jersey, we have a communist constitution, or we call it the New Deal Constitution, where the government is centralized. The New Jersey has constitution makes the governor the most powerful governor of all 50 states.
Oh.
The governor appoints the attorney general. The governor appoints the secretary of state. The governor appoints all the other, treasurer, that thing.
Oh,
normally,
wow.
Places like where I came from in Ohio, everything was elected.
Yeah,
everything.
We have elected treasurer and elective AG, but the secretary of state here in PA is nominated by the governor, and then it goes through the confirmation process, just like in the U.S.
Yeah.
Senate.
Well, for here it would go through the confirmation process, but we have a demon-controlled legislature and have had it for nearly 23 years.
Oh my! So are people?
It's been a long time.
Yeah. Are people leaving New Jersey?
In droves.
Yeah.
The Center for Garden State Families, which is a Christian family advocacy organization. There is one in New Jersey. We're it.
Yeah.
There's some that claim to have some sort of conservatism, but we're the ones that have, from the beginning,
doing the work.
So in fact, the Bible verse is in our mission statement.
Oh, wow.
To point that all out, we know what's here, and we're continuing to expose it and speak the truth to power as best as we know how. And the Bible verse that's in our mission statement is Matthew chapter 19, verses 3-6, where Jesus Christ, perfect God and sinless man in one body, defined marriage, defined family, and defined sex.
Yep.
LGBTQIA+XYZ++ ad infinitum is not in the definition.
No.
Nowhere to be found.
Nowhere in the entire Bible.
We are here for the natural family.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, I think it sounds like New Jersey is the Eastern California as far as people exiting the state.
We pretty much are. Our former governor was in competition with Gavin Newsom to see which could be more woke.
That's sad. Any state that puts a confused student, or any school district or any government that puts a confused student ahead of their parents and doesn't let the parents know the confusion this child is suffering is a disservice not only to the parents, but to the child.
Yeah.
There's definitely an agenda. Now, recently, I think it was on July 14th, you attended and spoke at the Kinnelon School Board meeting. How did that
Correct.
Go? What were they looking at? What were they trying to do?
Well, there they were passing a parental right policy for the school board,
mm-hmm.
which we've had several school districts now do that. The first one was in Colts Neck. Now, they watered it down a little bit, but it still gives parents rights. Which, by the way, we have those rights under the 14th Amendment. We have numerous court decisions from the United States Supreme Court, mm-hmm. the latest being Mahmoud case,
Maryland?
Montgomery County, Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's considered settled law, even though what it really was a decision saying they could proceed further because, parents have the right to opt their kids out of the religion, the ideology of alternative sexual lifestyle.
Okay.
So in Kinnelon, they were voting on that, and they passed it, and then they allowed the public to speak. They were very smart in how they did this, to keep the circus down to a minimum, but the circus was still there.
Right. So they passed it and then allowed the public to speak. Is that what you said? They did it in that order?
That's what I said, yes.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
we had the people that got up and spoke about, and every time they talk about the parents who are bad.
Yeah.
So because they're, one half of 1%, if that much,
right.
are the truly bad parents, which, by the way, there are policies and mechanisms already in place to deal with that.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's true anywhere.
Right.
But they always bring that up. So they impugn on everyone what one bad actor will do.
Yeah, and you spoke during that. What was it that you spoke on? Exactly what way? You don't have to tell me the entire.
Well, the bottom line is I spoke about and you can listen to it online.
Right.
It's there. And by the way, Instagram that you'll be listening to was done by the other side.
Oh, that's the other side.
One group took the other side's one, and then they put their own little comments in above.
Okay.
Own little words in.
Okay.
So in other words, it's going to be there even if they take it down.
Okay.
And the person standing behind me in line.
You mean the one in red?
The one in red,
yeah.
The dude is not a dude.
Wow.
The
got
dude
a nice, got a nice
is
beard,
a woman.
Though. Got a nice he beard,
got
though.
A really nice beard, uh-huh. yes. He's got a, she has got a really nice beard, and she has got really hairy arms.
Should be in the circus.
She is not a he. She is a she.
Wow.
And she called me up to leave a message. Didn't realize that, anybody was actually going to answer the phone in the office. We have an office with office hours.
Okay.
So if you call during office hours, someone's going to pick
somebody's
up.
Somebody's going to answer. Yeah.
So anyway, and it happened to be me.
Oh.
The target of her
comments.
So she wasn't too ugly, but
she was talking to her target, so she toned it down.
Yeah, I'm sure there were F-bombs that were going to fly.
Oh, yeah.
Got to leave a message.
Right.
But didn't. And, and when I turned around, he said I hit him. I ran into him, and I said, you were standing right there, dude.
Yeah.
Well, there was 4 feet between us. Well, I'm looking right now at this picture, and it looks like there's 2.5 feet between us.
Yeah, there's not that much. Yeah.
Yeah, and when I turned around to walk to the aisle where I was sitting, I got closer to you because you weren't moving.
Right.
So, but anyway, that's a whole just an aside thing. But what I talked about, and this is what you'll hear if you look at the Instagram, I talk about parents have rights. Children belong to the parents. They are not wards of the state. We do not co-parent with the government.
Exactly.
You should have heard the crowd.
Yeah. And I watched I watched the video and just the people shaking their head.
Yeah, anyway, they were shaking their head. No.
Right. They were not agreeing.
And they're yelling it in the background, too.
Yeah.
You know, no. But you were saying no, that children don't belong to their parents, that parents don't have rights over their children. This was after I made some comments, too, about transgenderism, that it was, and transitioning was happening in government schools. Please note, I don't call them public schools.
Right.
I call them government schools.
And that's what they are. That's probably a better definition than public school, because although the public tax dollars do support those schools, but it's still government mandates that control the schools and what they're teaching and what they're allowing in libraries. And as far as the teacher training, I mean, that's all government controlling all
that. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And the government even controls the curriculum.
Especially
when you have a Marxist constitution like we have, because it happened for no reason at all. The reason why they did this constitution back in 1947 in New Jersey was because they felt that the legislature had too much authority over the governor. It's called checks and balances.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was called.
Yeah.
So you're
of course that was back in the day too when the Democrat Party was at least a pro-America.
Right. Yeah.
And not what it's become.
Oh my goodness. Yes. So your Constitution, New Jersey Constitution, is only like since 47, since right after the Second World War. So it's brand new.
That's right. That's why we call it the New Deal Constitution.
Okay. I was wondering why you called it that. That explains it.
Yep.
So it gave more power to the governor, the new constitution.
It gave a lot of power to the governor, exalted him to dictator.
So really,
with term limits.
So what'd you say about term limits? Well, a dictator with term limits?
They become a dictator with term limits.
Okay.
Term limits.
So the governor controls, because I think you have a woman dictator now. They can basically control the state, the governor.
That pretty much they do by reason of what they can do, their vetoes, the executive orders that they can produce. And right now we have such a minority in the New Jersey legislature, the Republican side, the opposition party, that there really isn't much say except to be the opposition, which, by the way, they're starting to do that. They weren't doing a very good job of it. The other, only in the last couple of years that they've been doing that, because I've been here since 2008 and they're finally standing up. But when Christie was governor, he did do some very good things. He stopped Planned Parenthood funding. He was very pro-Second Amendment. He vetoed a lot of horrible pieces of legislation. He was very pro-charter schools and school choice, and was trying to do scholarship programs for school choice, and even got some Democrats to help him with it. Of course, we have the NJEA, what I call the New Jersey Exploitation Association, the teachers union.
Like the PSEA here.
That's the NEA, too, by the way.
Right.
That's the NEA, too.
Yeah.
Which is just the National Exploitation Association. Yeah. Firmly communist. No doubt.
There's no doubt.
No doubt.
No doubt about
firmly
that.
Firmly communist. Yeah.
I was just going to say, all those good things that Chris Christie did as far as education, have they been obliterated, so to speak, by the Democrats since they've been in?
Oh, yeah. The Democrats have tried everything they can to stop. Former Governor Murphy was doing everything he could to sabotage schools. He's tried his best. Now they're working very hard. They're starting to attack homeschooling in New Jersey, because we have a hero in this state by the name of Carol Lee Adams.
Okay.
She was the one that defeated H.R. 6. Now, we're going back decades. When Dick Armey was in Congress,
this
was under Newt Gingrich.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
H.R. 6 was a bill to abolish and make illegal homeschooling in the entire country, done by a Democrat. Wow. Now, it had enough co-sponsors that it was going to pass. So she went to war, and she was on Focus on the Family, and she was the state leader for Eagle Forum in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yes. So she went to war. Because of her, that was the first time ever in United States history to that point that the Capitol Hill switchboard was shut down because of the overwhelming onslaught of calls.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The technology is different now, but then.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so what happened was, is that the only person left sponsoring the bill was the sponsor himself.
Oh, wow.
The bill was utterly defeated. And then when that person, I don't remember the name, was running for re-election, they were soundly defeated and a Republican took the place.
Okay. The sponsor of the bill that would have made it illegal.
Homeschooling. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Wow.
So, and there's so much, they want to do all sorts of regular, they actually want to do home invasions now with what we call it, you know, inspections on homeschooling families. Yes.
Anyway,
there was
one
bad egg who took advantage of the law, but again, that bad egg was caught.
Yeah. Because there are other laws in place.
Went to justice. Yes.
Yeah.
So the mechanisms in place to protect children did happen here in New Jersey.
Yep.
And that particular family was dealt with legally and pretty harshly, which is what it should have happened.
Right. Exactly.
Point being is that parents still are the absolute authority over their child. God gave parents their children.
Absolutely.
This is how family has been orchestrated by the creator and maker of the family. And this is where government needs to get its fingers, its hands, its regulations out of the family business. Instead of undermining the family, they should be supporting the family in everything. That includes the tax.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And that was some of the stuff that you brought up in the video at the Kinlan school board meeting, too. That was so well received by the other side. Yeah, sure. You know, as I'm watching that video and I'm watching you speak and I'm seeing these individuals not agreeing with you, not agreeing that a child is a parent's responsibility.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just hoping those individuals and the ones I saw, most of them were biological females. I'll put it like that because the other guy anyway. I'm hoping they don't have kids.
Well, some of them do. We happen to know one of them and she's so left, it isn't funny. Her kids went to the school there. So, and Kinlan's a small town.
I know, I know.
It's about 10,000 people.
Yeah. In fact, I looked it up. According to MapQuest, as of the 2010 U.S. Census, there was 10,248 residents in Kinlan. And it says it's a low-density suburban community with many parks and trails. Yet this happened in a small community, suburban community. It wasn't like it was in Trenton or, you know, a large city. So if you live in a small suburban community, you're not safe from this kind of stuff at all.
Just did. You're hitting the nail on the head there. Nothing is going to protect your family but you.
Exactly.
You cannot grow comfortable. Let's put it in this way. I'm 68 years old. Schools were a silly place, public schools. That's what they were then.
Yeah.
Were a good place for you to send your child. You trusted them.
Right.
And the teachers and the faculty of that school and the school district itself, the Board of Education, they weren't there to indoctrinate their children into something alternative. They were there for the child's education, and they supported the family.
Yeah, academics.
You know, we had, and we were taught civics. Yeah, I remember what happened in eighth grade. That's another, we'll get to that in a second. But it was a safe place then. Parents, those that are hearing this story, it isn't a safe place now. It's not. For all of my life, there's been a re-indoctrination, a re-education. We have abandoned our Judeo-Christian foundations, the principles by which the Constitution was written.
Yeah.
And it was written not by deists, but by Christians.
Absolutely.
Many of them taught Sunday school. Some of them were ministers.
And started the American Bible Society. I mean, you know, yeah, they definitely were deists. True. And it says Kinlan.
And one of their first acts in Congress was to translate the Bible.
Yeah, and have it
printed
in the U.S.
One of their first acts in contrast was to get Bibles in other languages so they could send them to the Indians. The point that Thomas Jefferson wrote his own Bible and he tore out all these pages, he did that to put together the Thomas Jefferson Bible, as they call it.
Right.
That was honestly a missionary to go to the Indians.
Yeah, wasn't it? He took the words of Jesus, and that's what makes up his the quote unquote Thomas Jefferson Bible, the red letters, red letters, so to speak, words of Jesus. Yeah.
The nonsense that we're being taught there's no confidence in what they're saying because we have the historical record.
Yeah.
They haven't burned those yet.
Not yet, but they're definitely trying to.
The book burners, the real book burners are the left.
Absolutely. As they try to rewrite history, as you know, the Smithsonian's involved in all this also, you know, rewriting history. So it's a slow march, the Marxist slow march through the institutions is what we're seeing.
Yes.
Really, it's been going on for decades and decades and decades, but we're now beginning to see the results of that. As we have stepped back as Christians and not been involved in the public arena, then the Marxists have taken over.
We believe the lie of separation of church and state.
Yeah.
And it's a lie.
It absolutely is.
It's an outright lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there would not have been a revolution if it weren't for the churches.
Oh, my goodness. The Redcoats were up against the Black-Robed Regiment. Absolutely.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That Black Robe Regiment wasn't a militia. It was ministers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, here we have a minister, and I forgot his name. God forgive me. But in a battle in Springfield, New Jersey, I think there were two of them, they were running out of fodder for their muskets, which is what you needed in order to ignite the thing.
Right.
So he took the hymn book.
The Watts hymn book.
A hymn book with Isaac Watts.
Uh-huh.
And they tore up the pages, the songs, and watered them up for their fodder. And the minister yelled out, "Give them Watts, boys.
Absolutely.
Give them Watts."
Yeah. You know, New Jersey has so much history, real history. A lot of battles fought in New Jersey. Think of Washington and the Continental Army crossing the Delaware to do the surprise attack the day after Christmas.
I can't, 1775, 1776.
I can't remember the exact year, but they were definitely taken by surprise.
I think it was 1775, and that was Christmas night, actually. It turned out to be the next day because it was right after. Because he wanted to make sure that the Hessian soldiers were drunk.
Okay, good idea on his part.
So, you know, George knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
He understood strategy.
Uh-huh.
But one comment I want to make is that when we talk about the history of how our education has changed, when I was in eighth grade, that's where history stopped, and it became social studies.
Okay.
And instead of learning about George Washington and the president, what we learned about was Martin Luther King, you know, and the race riot.
Yeah.
When I was in grade school, we had the sexual revolution, you know, we had the riots in the streets. But this is the Vietnam War. There was that going. But we also had, you know, Woodstock, the hippie movement. Yeah, the drugs, sex, and rock and roll.
Yeah.
And all that was going on. And that was right after John F. Kennedy was shot, the last real Democrat.
Yeah.
And then we got Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah.
I think Lyndon Johnson was one of the worst presidents we've ever had. But the worst one, of course, is Jimmy Carter.
Right.
Because what we're going through right now is because of Jimmy Carter.
The Department of Education.
What's happening in the Middle East with Iran all started with the incompetence and naivete of Jimmy Carter.
Right. I had not thought about that. But yeah, that's the Iran issue that we're still experiencing today. Plus, the Department of Education was created under Jimmy Carter as payback for the NEA for getting him elected.
That's right. He sold his soul to the NEA.
Yep. Yep.
So the Baptist sold his soul to the NEA.
Yep.
That's what he did.
Just
so he could get elected. And then he started to accepting their, what I call poison against our own families. So this is what we are reaping, what he sowed.
Right.
And what we allowed to happen.
Yeah.
Because I remember as a retired nurse, I was an LPN at that time. When I graduated in 1978 and 1979, when all this was going on, there was no job in nursing in Dayton, Ohio. The only job I could get was a private duty case.
Uh-huh.
And why was that? Very industrial town at the time. I mean, we had 11 General Motors plants. We had NCR. We had da-da-da-da-da. You know, all that was there. Very industrial town. So why was that the case? What was going on? And I'll tell you what was going on. Unemployment was running out. A lot of people got laid off, you know, on these General Motors plants. Frigidaire, Delco Air, Harrison Radiator, Delco Products, you know, your batteries were Delco. Remember all that back in those days? So what happened was is these nurses with inactive licenses went back to work, activated their licenses and went back to work so they could put food on the table.
Right. So there were no
jobs. There wasn't any plan back then to extend unemployment. We didn't do those socialistic things then.
Right.
So that's what was happening.
Again,
Jimmy Carter just didn't think of it.
As we look back on history, I mean, there's blocks that have been laid, like with Jimmy Carter and the Department of Education, and again, with the whole Iran thing, that we're still fighting over right now.
Yeah.
As those blocks are laid and more blocks are laid, we're seeing what happened. As you say, we're reaping what was sown way back in the late 70s. And even prior to that with John Dewey. I mean, it's been going on for a long time. So back to Kinlaw, they passed the policy and there was pushback. Do you think they will hold the line?
As long as the public there votes in the right
people
for their school board. And there's the thing. The cost of freedom is what? Eternal
vigilance. Absolutely. We forget that. We think of school board races. What are those? We don't even know these people, you know, whose names are on the ballot. But school board race, I think more people are realizing how important school board races are, especially under the Obama and Biden administrations, 8 years under Obama and then the 4 years of Biden and what we saw happen, especially when it comes to the LGBTQ issue. That has opened a lot of eyes, especially since Biden was in office.
Let down our guard.
Yep.
We stopped being watchmen over our own children, our own families, and our own money. It's our money.
It is.
You know, it's our money. It doesn't go to the teachers' unions, although they start using it.
Yeah.
So they're using our tax dollars against us. They're using our labor against us, and they're keeping us in the dark about what's happening. And then when we discover what's happening, it seems like it's too late. We didn't get here overnight, and we won't get out of it overnight. By golly, folks, if you don't stand up and go to the polls and vote, if you don't start exercising your constitutional rights and the duty you have
Absolutely.
To vote, the
Absolutely.
Duty, yeah. the responsibility you have to vote, to protect, one, the voting rolls, which we're now going through that within here in New Jersey, too. Ground central for a lot of stupidity.
Yeah, well, those illegals, they are registered, and voting.
Oh, yes. And that happened within days after her mocking President Trump about exposing all of this. You know, he's just an election denier. Oh, what do you know? We've got people on the roll that shouldn't be there, too.
And then tried to blame the company.
A company from France.
Oh.
Why are we doing contracting with a company outside the United States of America to do what? Manage our data on our own elections?
I didn't realize that. I had not heard that the company was from China, from France.
France.
I think we're also part of
France, China, what's the difference?
Yeah. Well, true. So folks need to get out and vote. We have the midterm elections coming up. I don't know about Jersey, whether you guys have any school board races.
Every year there are school board. Yes, every year.
Wow.
Every year. New Jersey, we have elections every year. We're one of two states that have the off-year elections. So we're not aligned with the federal elections, which is something that should be done. But some of the Republicans here don't want to do that. Well, they would kill us in the election. Like, well, how's that working for you now?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you just got to wonder how these people are thinking.
Or they
don't.
Yeah.
They don't think. They're not rational anymore. They're reactive. And that's the problem with our nation as a whole.
No we common
become
sense.
Reactive.
Yeah.
Common sense is gone. We just respond instead of working to keep what we have, to protect what we had.
Yeah.
We now have to get it back.
Which is going to be an uproad battle, as you said. And conservatives, unfortunately, are not known for sticking it out in a tough battle.
Well,
we have to get over that.
We get over it is right.
Yeah.
Get over it or you're going to start goose stepping because we are there.
Yeah, we are there. How can folks contact you?
The Center for Garden State Families, that's gardenstatefamilies.org, gardenstatefamiliesplural.org, or they can call us at 973-658-4310, 973-658-4310 for the Center for Garden State Families. We are a Christian family advocacy organization located in the Garden State, and we're going to make this state a garden again.
That'd be great. So if any of our listeners know anyone who lives in New Jersey, let them know there's an organization out there fighting for their family.
And, absolutely.
I'm sure that you also take contributions from Pennsylvanians too, maybe?
You know, money's good. That money still is good no matter where it comes from.
Okay.
So, yes, we do take contributions, and we are a 501c3. Contributions are tax deductible.
Okay, good. And thanks, Greg, for standing up there under hostile fire at the Kinlaw school board meeting. I appreciate your willingness to take the barbs for standing up for family. That's takes a lot of guts, and I appreciate that.
Prayers are appreciated. We need the power of God in our country again.
We do.
Pennsylvania, you know. Thank God you got a sane Democrat. I think he's the last one.
John Fetterman.
John Fetterman, yes. And I mean, he may not be perfect, but for crying out loud, he certainly looks like, you know, reminds me of some of the old Democrats who knew right from wrong.
Right. Yeah. He's willing to say his piece.
And he's not afraid to say it, right?
Exactly. And that's very good. So anyway, Greg, I'm going to let you go. So you take care over there in the communist state of New Jersey. Again, that's GardenStateFamiliesPlural.org, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right.
God bless.
God bless you. You take
okay.
care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us on American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. Please note that the views and opinions expressed by our guest are their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the AFA of Pennsylvania. We value your opinions as well. To continue the conversation, visit afaofpa.org, where you'll find links to all our social media. If you're passionate about defending traditional values in our state, we invite you to get involved with the American Family Association of Pennsylvania. Visit our website at afaofpa.org or write P.O. Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania 16323 to learn more and to take action. Together, we can make a difference for the families and the future of Pennsylvania.